Lots of activities going on at the Hayes Chamber. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger talks to us about everything that they've got happening on this episode of the Post Podcast. How's things at the Chamber?
You know, rocking and rolling. We have sold so many Chamber checks in the last week and a half. It's been very exciting.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Chamber checks, and I know we talked to Sarah Bloom over at DHDC was talking to us about some of the programs they had downtown that were just going over well as well. So it's good to hear the community stepping up and supporting these local businesses as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Well, Sarah, we've got some things. We're just going to recap some things we talked about a little bit, some activities going on this week. You want to tell us again, Lunch and Learn, what that all is about and when the next one is?
Yes, so this Thursday we have the privilege of having Dallas Hazelhorst. He's the owner of Treetop Security, and he will be talking to us about cybersecurity awareness. And again, just a friendly reminder to those who maybe haven't been able to attend one so far, we are hosting those every Thursday from 11:30 to 12:30. All you need to do is go to the calendar at the www.hayeschamber.com website and click on the events page and scroll down to find that event, and it gives you an option to register right there. And again, that's about an hour long worth of programming for free. Dallas does such a good job talking about cybersecurity awareness and what we can all be doing to keep ourselves safe. And we know that right now, with people being maybe a little bit vulnerable because of the amount of email they're receiving, that maybe safe email practices have possibly gone out the window. So this is the perfect time to be getting that message again, just to remind us of how we can stay safe at home. And we're just excited for that. We'll also have one next week, Thursday, and we were able to pencil in, it'll be another Fort Hays State University speaker, Dr. Kenton Olis, and he's going to be talking about coping and in control, how to take care of yourself and others. So we're pretty pumped for these two, and we got some exciting news that the Management Development Center is going to be partnering with us again in May to continue offering these programs on Thursdays in May as well.
Oh, fantastic. And so for these Lunch and Learns, you just have to log in. You don't have to, you don't have to be a chamber member. This is open to anybody, right?
Exactly. So all you have to do is go in there, register, and then the morning of the event, Hannah Hilker from MDC goes ahead and emails out the whole group a link to the virtual room, if you will, and then you just have to mute yourself. And we've been kind of muting the video as well, because it's helped with the bandwidth for the quality of the calls. So you might just get asked to do that as well. And then we have a chat room so folks can type in questions throughout the presentation to get them answered. It's been pretty well received so far. We've had, at this point in time, with just the two we've had, over 80 people attend, which has been pretty incredible, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's probably more than what you'd have in person, right?
At times it can be. So I think the content has been really well received so far, and we look forward to finalizing some more details that we should be able to communicate in our May newsletter as well, so people can kind of stay tuned for the calendar page for what's coming up in May.
Fantastic. Well, the other program that you guys are doing virtually right now is the Chamber Chats. You want to tell us a little bit about that one coming up?
Yeah, so we are going to be having a chamber chat this week, Friday, and we have, I believe, it will be United Way of Ellis County, or it will be Jenny Atwell with Jenny Atwell or Jenny Sleet. So we're still figuring out who's going to be doing that one. I know both of those entities have a lot of good things to offer right now, so more details on that to come. But regardless of who we have for the speaker, people can join us on our Facebook page at 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. And then, of course, our regularly scheduled chamber membership lunch was canceled due to COVID-19, so we won't have that opportunity. But in place of that, we normally give away a free training certificate for a Management Development Center workshop, so folks can follow us on our Facebook page this week, Friday, to figure out how they can enter in for a chance to win a free workshop ticket to learn something cool.
Yeah, those are really neat events, and getting to go free would be even better.
Well, and those are can be anywhere up to $219 in value, depending on what training session you take. So it's a very good prize to win. And usually it's pretty simple. All we're asking is, what would you like to see for future training opportunities and things like that? So we might get creative. We'll have a fun post on Friday.
Fantastic. So keep an eye on there. You said it was on your Facebook page, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And I think we've shared that out on the KAYS page here as well. I might throw it up there again just in case it's gotten buried, but yeah, keep an eye out there.
There is a lot of content right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It just seems like it never ends. Speaking of things that don't end, you were going to have the ambassadors out. You were going to have them hit the businesses and bring the new decals and kind of, you know, just have a fun event with it. That didn't happen, COVID-19, but the decals are still going out through the mail. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Yes, so folks should have received those either this weekend or possibly even Monday or Tuesday today. And when we send those out via mail, it gives us less of an opportunity to have that face-to-face interaction. Normally, our ambassadors do a great job just verifying that all the information we have for businesses is up to date and correct. So instead of having ambassadors on the ground in the businesses, we are just asking businesses to reach out to us. If you can log into your account with the chamber, just go ahead and verify that our contact information for you is still correct. That way, when folks call us asking for referrals for businesses, we can give them the most up-to-date information possible. But we want to see where people are putting their decals. So obviously, there's a lot of stressful things going on right now, but we thought it might be fun to kind of have a picture face-off, if you will, with different people's decals and where they have them in their businesses. So if folks can share a picture of their new decal for their business and where they have that in their business on our Facebook page, they will be entered into win a delicious and yummy Pop Gourmet popcorn gift bag, and that is valued at $50. So it'll be a very tasty treat. We look to give that away this week, so we'll do a post tomorrow, actually, that will remind people to do that. So if you haven't already, go ahead and take that 2019 decal down, put up that 2020 decal, and take a picture and throw it on our Facebook page.
Love it. And that popped popcorn, if you haven't had it, if you're listening at this point, I don't know how you could have missed it, but they have just such a diverse selection of flavors. It's crazy. And some of them are, you know, better than others, I think, but it's just a really cool business.
Yes, it's finger looking good. And the thing is they have popcorn in whatever color you could want. So if you are having like a little mini party at home for maybe like a birthday and you can't celebrate it in a big way right now, that would be a great way to kind of do something fun, is to just go get some candy and some popcorn and fudge and have a big old day with it. So we love that we had that to give away to our businesses, and we hope that most people will be excited to see that updated decal. And again, just feel bad that they're a little bit more delayed this year in getting out to our members. But I think with everything going on right now, it's better to be safe than sorry, and to make sure that we're doing our part to keep everybody healthy in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine how bad one of your ambassadors would feel if they spread COVID to like every business in town.
Yeah, that's not what you want to put out there. So we're just going to not do that.
Definitely for the best. Let's see what else you've got going on. You've got a board meeting that's coming up, right?
Yes, so that'll be today, actually, later on this afternoon. Oh. And one of the things that, obviously, with the extension for the stay-at-home order being spread out to May 3rd, at some point in time, things will start rolling out and events will be held again. So our board's going to be discussing that topic this afternoon and figuring out what's the safe way, what's the best thing to be doing for our businesses and our community at large. So hopefully by next week, we'll have some more information to share on our regular radio spot, and we'll be updating folks on that. As things stand right now, we are still planning chamber chats. We're still planning, you know, the lunch and learns and things of that nature to be virtual. And then at some point in time when it's safe for us to roll those back into just personal attended events again, we'll go ahead and let people know when that change is made.
Fantastic. Yeah, because at this point, like, really, who knows? It might be another couple weeks. It might be another couple months. It's there's still a lot in the air.
Exactly. So we think the board will make a great decision and do what's right for our community. So just thankful for everybody who's been able to attend our virtual events so far and stay up to date with what the chamber has going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sarah, we are about out of time. Anything else you want to hit on before we go?
Yes, Wednesday is Administrative Professionals Day, and there is no better way to support our chamber members than to buy an amazing gift for that special he or she who keeps your world organized. So we have a plethora of restaurants people can shop at and get gift cards to right now. I know we have some beautiful and wonderful floral shops in town that are chamber members. And in general, too, if you just want to share some possible love with all of our chamber businesses, chamber checks make a great gift as well. We already sold several chamber checks for that intention as well this week. So if you would like to get some more of those, feel free to call us at 785-628-8201 to schedule a time to pick up some of those. But just want to say thank you to all of the men and women out there who are in those roles, keeping people organized right now, because we know that those folks are obviously staying very busy in times like this.